In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, our message today is entitled, Israel of God. It is from the Apostle Paul's enlightened understanding of Old Testament scriptures. Let us listen attentively to his epistle to the Galatians, chapter 6, verses 13 to 16. God's Word. For even those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, or uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. God's Holy Word. Brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul was raised to be proud of his Hebrew ethnic background. He was educated in Old Testament laws and practices by the leading teachers of his day and actively joined in persecuting the newly established Christian church. His radical conversion to Christ shocked both his Jewish colleagues who persecuted the church with him and the persecuted church itself in Jerusalem. The church was, for the most part, made up of Jewish converts like himself. At first, they feared him and did not trust his sincerity. Yet Paul's strong commitment to Christ was accompanied by a great zeal to share the gospel with his own Hebrew people, whom he loved deeply. Like other apostles and the writers of the four gospels, his understanding of the Old Testament centers on Christ. Paul's missionary strategy was rooted in the ultimate objective of God's call in Genesis to Abraham, the father of faith. Abraham's God-given name means father of a multitude of nations. It is clear that God meant for him to start the line leading to the coming of an offspring who would bless all families of the earth. The Old Testament scriptures repeatedly promised this universal blessing in the expected Christ. After his resurrection and before his ascension, Jesus spent 40 days with the apostles and other believers, opening their minds to understand this fact. He is the promised seed or offspring. The Old Testament scriptures repeatedly emphasized God's intent to show his mercy and glory to all nations. When Christ finally came from among the Israelites, very few felt comfortable with the universal nature of his mission. His inclusive message offended many of the religious and political leaders of Israel. Even some who joined the community of faith remained stubbornly committed to an exclusive Jewish status, bestowed by the mere practice of circumcision. As the number of believers from among both Jews and non-Jews grew and the identity of the community of faith was established as Christian, some Jewish believers advocated the idea that non-Jews who believe in Christ must be Judaized through the Old Testament rite of circumcision. This caused quite a controversy even among the apostles and other spiritual leaders in the early church. It created disturbance in many of the young, thriving congregations, which were predominantly composed of non-Jews, such as the believers in Galatia. The Apostle Paul speaks clearly about circumcision, the Old Testament covenant sign. It was symbolic and temporary, no longer valuable or necessary for the Christian community. Insisting on keeping circumcision as a religious practice contradicts the very spirit of God's call to Abraham. In chapter 3 of Galatians, verses 8 and 9, Paul says, "And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, In you shall all the nations be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith." Paul went on to say, "Now the promise was made to Abraham and to his offspring." It doesn't say, "and to offsprings," referring to many, but referring to one, "and to your offspring, who is Christ." The message is clear. The Lord called Abraham and promised to bless all nations through faith in Christ, even before there was a nation or all the ordinances of the law. The law was introduced to remind sinful people of their need for Christ, the Savior. It is faith in Christ that changes the lives of all sinners, Jew and Gentile. They are transformed from hostility to God to becoming children or people of God. The Apostle Paul continues saying, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female. For you all are one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise." So, it's also faith in Christ that makes people children of Abraham. Christian baptism in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, established by Christ Himself, identifies believers with God's believing servant Abraham. The sign of the new covenant does away with ethnic, class, and gender distinctions. In chapter 4 of Galatians, Paul points out that earthly Jerusalem was corrupt and enslaved to sin and rebellion. He adds in verse 26, "But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother." In chapter 5 of Galatians, Paul speaks of Christ's liberation. He says in verses 1 and 2, "For freedom in Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Look, I, Paul, say to you that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage to you." Galatians chapter 6 not only announces the lack of spiritual value for circumcision, but also adds another dimension to the identity of believers in Christ. They are described as those who walk by a new law. It is the rule of being a new creation. They are the new humanity linked to Jesus, the new Adam. So in Christ, believers, both Jew and Gentile, enjoy the same identity. They are members of the heavenly Jerusalem. They are truly God's people and considered fully Abraham's children. In Christ, they have become the true Israel, the Israel of God. They enjoy all the blessings of God's call to Abraham in Genesis, regardless of ethnic background, as God's people in Christ and as God's true Israel, they have in common the mercy and peace established by Christ's redeeming work on the cross. Formerly, Paul prided himself in his religious fanaticism and distinction from all people by his Hebrew circumcision. He was an ardent enemy of Christ and persecuted his people viciously. But he was changed to become part of the new creation, the new Adamic race to which all believers in Christ belong. Christ liberated him from the self-righteousness of religious rites. Christ did all that was needed for his deliverance. Paul announces it loud and clear in Galatians chapter 6, verses 14 to 16, we read, "But far be it for me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God." Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the message of the gospel. Amen.